Today we meet David Swiggs, who's running for the United Australia Party for the seat of Barker. The Lower South East local grew up on a small sheep and cattle grazing property near a little rural town called Kalangadoo. He's spruiking freedom, sovereignty, democracy and truth. He joins me now. Hi, David.
G'day. How are you this morning?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
So, that's good.
Yeah. What's motivated you off the farm and into politics, David?
Well, I haven't come straight off the farm. I did spend quite a few years in retail in Mount Gambier in a furniture and bedding store, and then I actually spent 10 years in banking, mainly with ANZ, retail, commercial and agribusiness lending.
Right. And, yeah. now you're looking to be a politician.
Well, look, as most people would understand, there's a fair bit of politics in banks, so that sort of helped prepare me for this. But, yeah, my motivation is around, the mandates and the effect that I've seen that's had on our community over the last 2.5 years. And yeah, I decided that what could I do about it? And I thought that, my career so far had given me a bit of a segue into politics, so I thought I'd put my hand up and see what we can achieve.
So tell us more about those concerns.
From what I've seen in the community, the lockdowns and the mandates and what it's done to people, I mean, obviously a lot of people have lost their jobs, haven't been able to continue on in their careers, have had to find other things to do and probably miss their careers, quite a lot of them. I feel that, that's caused a lot of mental anguish for people and I am seeing some quite severe cases of mental illness in the community as well. So, yeah, just really against that sort of thing and want to see our... one of my phrases is that we go back to full democracy in this country. I think we've moved away from that.
There's no doubt that there's been problems. Mental health is a serious issue. Lockdowns have had pretty dramatic effects on a lot of people. I hear people referring to mandates as oppression and apartheid. I don't know. Is it a fair comparison, though? I mean, politicians have simply been trying to maintain the best interests and health of the whole community, and sometimes there's winners and losers in that.
Yeah, but I feel that in Australia... We supposedly live in a free society and a free democracy, and I believe personally that forcing anyone to do anything like that against their will is not what we're about. And I've feel that there, it starts with this, and perhaps other things may follow in the future. So we just want to make sure that we can get back to full democracy. And that we can return people's rights and freedoms. And I believe the right to bodily autonomy is one of the absolute main ones.
What are some other issues you'd like to address in the seat of Barker? What do you think some things that you'd like to really get in there and address?
Well, firstly, we've got to get elected. And to do that, we need to knock off some incumbents. And I've just noticed very recently the Labor How to Vote card. And just let me say that, everyone has the ability to, or the right, or however they want to vote. It's absolutely up to them. However, Labor's suggesting that their voters preference Liberal in this election. So, ultimately, if Labor's preference votes are counted, they will go to Liberal. And I'd just like to ask the question of everyone that, what do they think about that, and why would that be? Because in our voting system, we rely on a healthy opposition to an elected government. And around the country, we're seeing Labor preferencing Liberal, and none other than in our seat of Barker. So every voter should take the time, I think, to call their local Labor candidate and ask why. Labor voters should throw their vote cards in the bin, as far as I'm concerned, and go for a conscience vote this election and stop this Liberal-Labor duopoly. That's my view on that matter.
How do you think having smaller parties benefits politics and people?
I just think it gives a broader range for people. I mean, it's the I believe, you know, I mean, we could have, there's many options in, for instance, in the Senate. There's not quite as many in the lower house, but it just gives people an option that really aligns with their values, and that's all part of our democratic system. And I think we should do everything we can to protect that.
David Swiggs is with us. He's running for the United Australia Party for the seat of Barker. Have you met the boss? Have you met Clive Palmer?
No, I actually haven't yet. Well, the boss, our leader, Craig Kelly, has recently been in Mount Gambier, and that was very well received. We had a little over 80 at our gathering in Mount Gambier when Craig was here. But no, I haven't actually met Clive, but I have spoken to him many times on the phone, and we've had many group meetings, Zoom calls, minimum of weekly.
Right.
So, yeah, I've got to know him through there. And you know, there's a bit of sentiment out there that, you know, Clive didn't pay his workers in the nickel mine episode. But Clive's actually come out many times and stated that all the workers have been paid. And, you know, we'd like to encourage people to go on our site and check out the true information about all that. And but that's that we are hearing that that's a little bit of an issue, but we can be rest assured that the workers have been paid, and it was most likely the administrators that were actually holding those payments up.
Right.
So, yeah, we'd just like to clear that up.
Yeah, I understand he was ordered in a court case to pay money to workers from the liquidated companies. One of the things, though, that maybe the everyday Australian might be curious about is how a mining billionaire represents their interests.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. It's a good question. We don't actually have a huge amount of mining billionaires in our country, but Clive is on the record as saying that, well, just a little bit of a very small background on Clive. He's got two young teenage children, and he has two children in their 30s who I believe, well, he stated that actually pretty well help run the empire now. So, you know, I think that's a positive in itself that he's been able to have his children step into those roles. But at the same time, he has said that, look, he can give his kids anything, but he can't give them a free Australia. And that's why he's stepped up and he's doing what he's doing.
Mm. What else would you like to see? Are there any other policies of his that you'd like to mention that you think might be relevant to people in the electorate of Barker?
Yeah, absolutely. So something we seem to be facing now, it's well and truly in the news, we've been talking about it for 6 months, is the risk of higher inflation and higher interest rates. We've seen the banks already pricing considerable amounts of rate rises in the near future, in the next couple of years. So we're proposing a 3% cap on home loan interest rates for 5 years, and that would be on all home loans. However, you wouldn't be eligible for that rate with your investment property. So what we see it does is it gives people a bit of a safety net with rising rates, and it also gives new homeowners a bit of a competitive advantage because they're actually competing in the marketplace against investment property buyers. So we see that as a positive. We've got a 20% tax rebate policy that we'd like to introduce, and that in essence gives a 20% rebate on people's tax that live 200 kilometres from a capital city. I would be personally advocating that for the whole of Barker because we are very much a regional seat. And also, given our pension is a break with $180 a fortnight increase in the pension, because I've actually done quite a bit of work with pensioners in my time at the bank, and transitioning to the retirement, and also referring them to planners, and they've been doing it tough for a fair while, and we see with the rising cost of living. And a potentially, well, certainly down in the southeast of the state, a very cold winter looming. We don't want our age pensioners to be under any more stress, not being able to turn heaters on and things like that. So we see it's the right time to do that. And, yeah, we'd like to give our pensioners a bit of a break.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it, David.
No worries. Thank you.